And on this Monday morning, we are broadcasting from Solitude Links Golf Course, where the 5th Annual Veterans Golf Outing is taking place today. The Veterans Affairs Office here in St. Clair County puts a lot of time and effort into putting on a great event. Joining us right now from the Veterans Affairs Office, Veteran Navigator Wendy Martindale. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
What does a Veteran Navigator do?
The Veteran Navigator position is put in place to assist veterans navigate the different systems, like the Veteran Affairs Office. I'm actually work for St. Clair County Community Mental Health, so helping them get the necessary services for their mental health care locally, opposed to like going to Detroit, the Veteran Affairs Office.
Because there is a lot of help available, but it is not always easy to find, is it?
That's right, and that's kind of why they designed this position, because so many of our veterans are falling through the cracks and not getting the care that they need. So they put this position in place about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So word's really getting out now.
So that must mean that you need to be in touch with a lot of different agencies. You need to know how to fill out all the paperwork just right. I mean, there's a lot to that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I do work very closely with the Veteran Affairs Office and, you know, veterans claims and benefits, medical benefits and things like that. But yes, I need to be in touch with all of the local resources for, you know, housing concerns, which is a big one, employment, education, and things like that.
You mentioned that the word is getting out. What are you doing to get the word out, to let veterans know what kind of help is available?
Events like this, a lot of outreach events. We did a for the Memorial Day Parade here in Port Huron, we did a big table with all the information that of services that are available from the Veteran Navigator.
What are some of the biggest barriers that veterans have to getting the services that they need?
I think just them accepting the help that is available is a big barrier, and especially with mental health, it still has the stigma associated with it. So.
The organization that today's golf outing is benefiting is Hooves, and we talked last week a little bit about equine therapy. It's fascinating how much that can help veterans with PTSD.
Oh, absolutely. It has been a big push lately for that.
That's the organization Hooves in Ohio that's going to be benefiting from this because a lot of veterans from our area can go there. And there are other agencies locally that provide that same service.
That's correct. Wisdom Counseling is the local one, I believe, that's in that area.
Yeah, we talked with them last week. So it sounds like you enjoy what you do with veterans.
Absolutely. I'm a veteran myself, so it's I've gone through so much of this, you know, getting your benefits and all of that process, and it is a frustrating one. So when they came up with this position, I was like, this is perfect for me because I know I've been there, so I can help my fellow veterans.
You speak the language. You speak the language not only of the agencies and all the forms that you have to fill out and all of that language, but you also speak the language of veterans, and you know what a lot of them have gone through.
And that's right. I do. I feel for them going through the process.
We've got a nice day for golf out here.
It is a perfect day. Perfect.
Let's get rid of that fog, and we'll be all set. They'll tee off at 9 o'clock today out here at Solitude Links. Wendy Martindale, Veterans Navigator. If there is a veteran out there that said, gosh, I really do need to see somebody about whether it's counseling services or, you'd mentioned housing and employment and things like that, and they just haven't made the call or they're not sure who to call, what would you advise them to do?
To call me directly at CMH at 810-966-3755.
Wendy, thanks a lot. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Wendy Martindale with us on WPHM, the Veterans Navigator. And now we're getting ready for the golf outing. They'll tee off at 9 o'clock today.